So it's the, I think it's the last pasuk in the third parak of Shir Hashirim. Tzenu ureinu b'nois tzion. Go out and look, you b'nois tzion, daughters of tzion, b'melech Shlomo, or the king Shlomo, b'atoro, with the crown, she'itra lo imoy, which his mother crowned him, b'yom chasunosoy, on the day of his wedding, b'yom simchas liboy, and on the day of the happiness of his heart. Okay, so listen to this. Omer Rabbi Nechunya. You have that in the middle of the Rashi. Ba'atora shitra lo imay oyal moed shumu'utor begavonim. Schedes vargom v'solashori. Omer Rabbi Nechunya. Shol Rabbi Shimon bar Yochoi es Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yosi. Efshe shosho matu meyoficho mahu. He asked Reb Shimon Yochoi asked Reb Elozer Reb Yosi, did you hear from your father Mahu Ba'atora She'itra Lo Imoy? What does it mean with the crown that his mother crowned him? The crown that Shlomo HaMelech's mother crowned him. What are we referring to? Omer Loi, Moshe LeMelech Shehu Yisaloi Bas Yechido. Says a Moshe to a king who had an only daughter. And he loved her very much. He couldn't stop loving her until he called her Biti. That's one posuk it says. Shimi Bas Uri. That's what it's a posuk that that Hashem is calling Klal Yisrael Bas. Loizoz mechabava ad shekora achoisi. He didn't stop loving her until he calls her my sister. Shnema pischili achoisi rayosi. Hashem calls Klal Yisrael my sister. Okay? Loizoz mechabava ad shekora imi. Shnema hakshivu elai imi uleumi. Elai uleumi elai hazinu. Uleimi ksiv. In other words, it says, listen to me, my people, ula'umi, and my nation, but it really, that's written, ula'imi. So the drosh is that Hashem is calling Klal Yisrael, my mother, Ela Hazina. Omar Rab Shimon Bar Yochoi, v'unoshko al roishoi. Yeah, he kissed him on the head. Wow, beautiful thing. That's the pshat, ha'tor shiit ula'ima. What's the pshat? What's going on over there, right?
It wasn't even him who said it, it was his father.
Yeah, okay, but yeah, okay, he said it over from his father. He got so excited to hearing it. But what's the pshat? First of all, b'chlal, it doesn't make any sense. Lo yizoz mechabava means it's further and further and further expressions of love, right? It's backwards, the order. It should be, he calls her Imi. He calls her, let's see, the least was Achoisi. Then he says Imi. Then he says Biti. There's different levels of love, right? The Bas is the most, and the sister is the least. I mean, something's very strange over here. So this, the ultimate is Achoisi is more than Biti, and then Imi. What's going on over here, right? Right, very strange. So my father-in-law said that the pshat is like this. He says, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yachas to Klal Yisrael in the Golus, when they misbehave. So the pshat is like this. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael like a daughter. But sometimes, I can't treat you like a daughter. You don't respect me like a father. Can I, you know, it is an interference. You're my daughter. If you're my daughter, I can't tolerate such behavior. I got to put you in your place. What right do you have to speak to me like that? What right do you have to act to me like that? My daughter, I'm your father. So, lo zoz mechabavo ad shekoro achoisi. So then the next pasuk that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to Klal Yisrael as achoisi. Achoisi, the pshat is, listen, you're not my daughter anymore. Yeah? You're not my daughter anymore. So if you're not my daughter anymore, then it's not so terrible you mistreat me. A daughter should mistreat a father that way? That I can't tolerate. But a sister and a brother, no, not so bad. They get along, but sometimes they can tolerate. You know, you don't expect the same respect and the same love and the same loyalty and the same commitment and the same dedication from a sister that you expect from a daughter. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, listen, I can no longer look at you as my daughter. Because if I look at you as my daughter, I got to chastise you like a daughter who's acting inappropriately. You're misbehaving. So now he says, Lo yizoz mechabevo ad shekor lo achoisi. So even though, so the pshat, achoisi taka is less love, but that's the point. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking to salvage his relationship with Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is misbehaving, right? It's really boni matem l'Hashem elokeichem. BT, what's the pasuk he brings for BT? Shenema shimi bas uri. He calls, listen, daughter, you're my daughter. Oh, you're not acting like a daughter. So I can't look at you like a daughter, because if I look at you like a daughter, if I refer to you like a daughter, then I got to treat you like a daughter who is disrespectful and misbehaving, and I got to, you know, slap you up a little bit and take care of you. So you know what I'm going to do? Loizoz mechabavo, yeah? I'm gonna now love you like a sister. Why? The truth is, it's more love. It's out of the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael and the desire to retrieve that love, to retrieve that relationship or to maintain that relationship and not to lose it. So now I'm going to have to consider you like a sister, okay? You're no longer my daughter, you're my sister. A sister is certainly a bit better, something of tolerance, a better... Whatever it is. There's more tolerance. What? Threshold of tolerance. That's the word. Hey, the man can read minds. Be careful. You hear? So there's a better threshold of tolerance for a sister's misbehaving than for a daughter. A daughter treats her father that way? No, a sister, what do you expect? That's a sister. You know, sister, brother, sibling rivalry, they call it, right? there's misbehaving. Okay, that I can tolerate. Well, what happens? What happens when you don't even act like a sister? A sister, blood is thicker than water. There's something there in the blood relationship that a brother, a sister, you know, after everything is said and done, it's forth, it's my brother, it's forth, it's my sister. I have to. So then it says, she's not even acting like a sister. She doesn't deserve to be considered like a sister. I have to disengage from her. I have to mistreat, I have to punish her, I have to distance myself from her because she's a sister. You can't treat even a brother like this. Like you treat me is not even passing for a brother. It can't be. Loizos mechabavo ad shekoro imi. Hakshi shenema, hakshiva elai ami ula umi elai hazinu. Listen to me, laumi ula imi ksiv. Really, the Novi says that Hashem is calling Klal Yisrael my mother. What's the pshat? What if I have a mother? Yeah, she's old, a little bit, getting a little senile. You know, she's alta mama. What am I gonna do? She doesn't treat me right. She was so good to me. She took care of me my whole life. She did everything for me. She brought me into this world. She sustained me. She says, and now she's old and losing it a little bit, and she doesn't treat me nicely. I can't hold it against her. I can't punish her. Omar Reb Shimon Bar Yochai unoshka al roishay. He got up and he kissed him on the head. It's such a beautiful pshat. That's the thing. Note HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks for ways to maintain his relationship with Klal Yisrael. It's such a beautiful idea that it sometimes, all right, we act like a child, okay? Children, I guess, also, you know, misbehave a little bit, but we're still together, bas. But then sometimes you just overstep. I can't. I have to disown you. I can't. If we remain the relationship of daughter to father, I won't be able to keep you in the house. I got to throw you out of the house. Somebody called me just the day before yesterday. They called me back. They didn't call back. I hope they forgot about it. They want to discuss. They've come to the decision they have to throw their son out of the house. They want to discuss it. You know, I met them once, these people. Anyway, so whatever it is. So you know, sometimes it comes a point. I can't. You can't be my daughter anymore. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Doesn't throw us out. He says, you know something? We're going to play a game. We're going to pretend you're my sister. Oh, now I'm going to treat you like a sister. A sister's all different parameters. I can tolerate much more. My sister misbehaves. Okay, you know, once, twice. But then there comes a point, even for a sister. How much can I tolerate a sibling? For the sibling, blood, everything. But we're seeing blood. It's not working. I can't. It's beyond tolerance. So then I have to say, you know, I'm going to look at you as a... That's the Losh. My father-in-law said this. This Pshat in the Rashi said, like an elder mama. An old, he didn't say senile, but an old mother, she's already bordering on senility, you know what I mean? And she's not, mama, what could I, you know, like, a whole different story. That's the extent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will redefine the parameters of the relationship, all to be able to maintain that relationship with I heard this many times from my father-in-law, but the first time I heard it, I was crying, I think. I was like, so look at the love. Look at the love that... What?
He's crying.
What's that, what?
He's
all
crying on inside.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So I said, look at the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. Look what he goes through. What do you mean? You breached the relationship. And there's no... I can't justify having a relationship with you anymore. Oh, see what I'm going to do? Oh, now you're my sister. like a pretext. Oh, if you're my sister, I can tolerate you. No, I can't even do that. I'm my mother. That's why. But that's what Tzener Ena B'nei Yerushalayim has the pasuk say. Tzener Ena B'nei Tzion, B'melech Shom B'atoro She'itro Lo Imoy. B'yom Chansunos, B'yom Simchas. His mother, he calls Klal Yisrael a mother. Hashem calls Klal Yisrael a mother, and therefore I can tolerate. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yachas with Klal Yisrael today is mistama begeder imi. You know what can I do? My old mother's misbehaving. I have to put up with it. And that's the way. If we realize, because you see, what I think this is so important, this is as follows. Because what's really the underlying factor, more than anything else, that interferes with our ability to have a relationship with Hashem? What's, Lamoshal, the underlying factor that interferes with our ability to trust Hashem? The ultimate trust is, the ultimate relationship is the ultimate trust. There's one factor that underlies that more than anything else. Maybe I'm not worthy. Shema Goram Achem, that's what the Ramban says, that Kol HaBoiteach Ma'amin. Everyone has bitochen, trusts Hashem, has to believe in Hashem, because otherwise there's no one to trust. But love kol ha-mamin boiteach, shema goram achet. Not every mamin, you can believe in Hashem and in his koichas and in his chesed and in his this and in his that and in everything and all his midas and everything else, but maybe he's not going to help me because shema goram achet, maybe I'm not worthy. So the not worthiness is the greatest fear, is the greatest interference that we have in our relationship with Hashem. Here Rashi tells us, according to this pshat, a formula to get around that. Look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look how he loves Klal Yisrael. When you behave like a child, he can treat you like a child. When you misbehave beyond the gather that he can no longer look at you as his daughter, Biti, he says, you know, I'm going to look at you as a sister. I'll treat you like a sibling. Siblings can get away with more. What's he's treating us like a sibling. He's looking at us. In other words, he is allowing us to get away with more. I'm going to allow you to get away with more. And loizoz mechabavo means it's really an expression of more love. He has more love. And I don't know if it's more love, but it's a greater expression. It brings out more love. In other words, how much love am I showing you now? That even though you don't act worthy of a bas, but I'm going to now transform you in my thinking to a sister. And that's the greatest expression of love. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to punish you as a daughter. So I'm going to look at you as a sister. Then the threshold of tolerance will be much greater. I'll be able to tolerate more. That doesn't work. Comes a point where Klal Yisrael so misbehaves that we can't even be worthy of the consideration of Achoisi. So he says, then I'm going to treat you like Imi. The Ami Ula Umi, Imi Ksiv, Rashi says. I'm going to treat you like an old mother. An old mother, what am I going to do? I can't look at you as a daughter. You don't act like a daughter. I would have to punish you if you were my daughter. I can't look at you as a sister. I would have to I would have to sever relationship with you if you were my sister and you behave that way. I'm a mother, you can't sever the relationship. Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such love for Klal Yisrael that when we misbehave, he says, I'm considering you like my mother. If you were my mother, how would I treat you despite all the misbehaving? I know what you did for me. I know how much you love me. And look, when a mother has all of that, I know how much you love me. I know what you've done for me. And your loyalty, your commitment, your dedication. Something happened now. You're too old. You're too this. You're too frail. You're mentally there, physically, whatever it may be. I have to put up with it. That's the love. So if we know that, that Kodesh Baruch Hu goes step, bends over backwards and redefines the parameters of the relationship, all to be able to love us and rather than to punish us, gives us a greater sense of being able to trust in Hashem and appreciate that relationship. Okay, Shkoyach.